Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
505 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. We are holding steady right there around 83, 84 degrees. Given what we went through the last couple of weeks, it's nice. It's nice. I'm able to sit here, got the windows open. Next couple of days seem pretty doggone comfortable. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to this upcoming trip, leaving in a couple of days for Israel. I will file full reports as best I can, but I want to see what exactly is going on over there for real for myself. What exactly is going on with my beloved former governor, Doug Wilder, suing in federal court the president of VCU? I don't know, which is exactly why I have asked Governor Wilder to join us. It is always an honor. It is always a pleasure to welcome Governor Doug Wilder to this program. Governor, thank you for being here, sir.
Yep, as you know, and I've told you every time I've had a chance to, how much I am proud to be on your show, and I know how well listened to it is. Because people tell me, I heard you on the radio, and I don't go on everybody's radio show, and you know that. So it's great to be with you today. God bless.
Well, thank you, sir. I am always appreciative that you can make time for us. This is a big deal, I guess, with a lawsuit against VCU's president, Michael Rao. I know your attorney, I think, is there as well, just to make sure we cover all the pertinent issues.
But yes, he is.
But give us some idea, Governor. What prompts this? What did Michael
Rao
do?
Try to make it simple. I'll make it as simple as I can.
Okay.
That I was informed by Dean that I would be investigated by for what? Well, the audit and review compliance said that I want to talk with. I said, all right, so let me see what it is. So I did talk with them. They told me, and they got two different law firms to investigate me and to attack me. And I went to the building, to the office, and the two firms indeed talked to me, and they said that I was had created a hostile condition at the Wilder School. Tell me what it was. He said that I had been so I called Dean Gruden to uncontrollably break down and she told an absolute lie that happened. And then I let the complaint the person who was saying this had been made to me that I can't even lie. I find that to be a little unusual. I was not told the accident was done, when, where, and I was very fortunate to have Charles James here, who's been a life friend of Al Dean, and heard of this, and he immediately wanted to make certain that it would be available to both of us. And it makes that he doesn't might not want me to say this. But he's someone that notes Kind of lying right there. He's going to do anything for anybody with no charges. So he's on the line.
Okay.
Jeff, and you had another question before you wanted to ask him. What would it be?
Well, Governor, I sit here and I'm just thinking of all the people in the world that could be accused of creating a hostile environment. And I promise I'm not trying to suck up to you, although I like you. You wouldn't even make like my top 50 list for people who could create a hostile environment. Charles James, I just want to identify you, if that's okay, sir. Charles James is a legal counsel for Governor Wilder, and so Charles, if that's okay, if I can call you Charles.
Absolutely.
So explain to us, you hear this, and again, look, I'm sitting here on the outside. I know some of the players. I know who Governor Wilder is. I've watched the man for decades. I love the man. I know of all the people that are in Central Virginia that create a hostile environment, he ain't one of them. So what gives here?
You know, that's what we've been asking since the beginning of the investigation. They called the investigation a confidential investigation, and they asked Governor Wilder to come to the investigation, and they didn't want him to come with an attorney, or they didn't want him to come with representation. They just said that it was going to be like a chat. And we all know that that's not what it was and what it was intended to be. It was intended to be a straight attack on Governor Wilder's character, and it was without merit, and it's without any evidence. And so basically, you ask a question that we're going to get to the bottom of once we take this case fully to its full extent to trial. We're going to find out why this investigation is even taking place, because we haven't been able to get that answer. And we've had a transcript done. We've had a video recording done of Governor Wilder doing the interview related to this investigation. And we asked that question directly and have not gotten an answer to that question as of now, why Governor Wilder is being pointed to as a person who created a hostile work environment. And even Dean Gooden said that it wasn't true.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure it out ourselves. So you let me know. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I think, if you really care. And well, you may or may not. The governor, I think, probably may. It's because Governor Wilder has been the one guy talking about all this missing money and how VCU has paid money for something that we didn't get, right?
You
hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that you got it, because I know you always. But see, the way that me is because no one else asked those questions.
Yeah.
And you heard of any, and you everything. I know that. And any has to even ask the question.
No.
Where did $100 million go? Then why are you talking about tearing a perfectly new building and to put another for honors? Oh, then they had to change that around. Well, I said, doesn't that discriminate? A new building for honors students? What about the scum like me that had to scrabble through the Abbey? So it is more than just Doug Wilder. I'm speaking for the people of Doug Wilder who are treated like this, and they need a voice, and continue with taxpayers' expense.
Well, hell yeah. I mean, look, Governor, you've been speaking for the people your entire career, and you've been speaking for people who sometimes agreed with you and or didn't agree with you. It didn't matter. You were still speaking on behalf of all the people. And I do want to remind everybody, so this is now headed for federal court. Charles, let me ask you this one, because you're obviously the point guy on this. You're doing the legal stuff. Number one, now I am not an attorney, and even though my parents passed away years ago, they still regret the fact I didn't go to medical school or law school. But nonetheless, I'm not an attorney, but I'm telling you right now, whenever they tell you, oh, you shouldn't come with legal representation, that's when you need to bring two legal representatives with you. That's the process there, my friends. But what is the process for you, Charles? I have no idea how this federal system works. So what have you done? What should we look forward moving forward?
Basically, we filed a complaint with the 4th District, Eastern District in Richmond, and basically we have 30 days to let them respond to our complaint. And we feel like the allegations that we put in the complaint, they spell out directly what we feel happened in this situation. So they get an opportunity to respond to this over the next 30 days and give us an idea of what happened. And then we're going to go through the general court process, which we'll start, you know, going through discovery and things of that nature. And we'll start getting people to raise their right hand, Jeff, and tell the truth to what is actually happening here and to come forth and let us know why they are picking on Governor Wilder to be a person that is a harasser, because of the fact that he used his First Amendment right to speak up and say that he felt that President Rao was mishandling funds, and then all of a sudden he becomes the ire of his anger related to the money that's being spent improperly, and he wants to go after Governor Wilder for a contrived harassment claim.
Outrageous. Is there money involved? Because this I know it's a defamation suit, and clearly this is calling into question the governor's character, all the rest of that stuff, you know, and those of us who love the gov are hearing it going, well, you know, that's just nonsense. But I'm sure there are people out there who are not as familiar with Governor Wilder. I might go, hey, well, I don't know. I'm reading it here. I'm hearing it here. There might be something. Is there a dollar figure associated with it?
Well, we're not associating a dollar figure with the case at this point because we're too new in the case right now. The case is too new. We need to look at it, and we're still determining because, as you know, Governor Wilder's been a public servant for 7-8 decades. And so if we're going to look and we're going to put a value or a dollar amount on that, we'd like to have the people of Virginia to speak on that as well. And so we're not going to put a dollar amount on it yet. And we still have a lot of stuff that we're looking into. So we'll come up with that as time goes on.
Well, I'm a people of Virginia.
Let me answer.
Yeah. No, I'm going to give you the answer, Governor. I'm going to give you the answer, Counselor. As a person of Virginia, I am suggesting $100 million because that seems to be the VCU president's favorite number, right?
Well, you know what? Go ahead, Governor.
Well, I was going to say that this whole thing was pushed on me, and for the life of me, yeah, I just don't understand it. I can tell you this, none of it have taken, none of it, a single minute of Michael Rao wanted. Yeah.
Well, Governor Wilder, look, you know, we love you. One of my favorite people, a devoted.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, son of Virginia has given his entire life to serve as counselor. I wish you well, and I hope you don't mind. We're going to call on both of you as this thing moves forward because I want to know. I want to know exactly what's going on as it
proceeds. Absolutely.
The people need to know. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Katz. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Charles James, who is the legal counsel for Governor Wilder, and obviously Governor Wilder. And I know people saying, Jeff, Governor Wilder's phone wasn't great. You're right. His phone wasn't great. But even on a phone that's not great, Governor Wilder is better than most people whose phone is working just fine. I'm just going to tell you that. I think it's crazy. I really do. I think it's crazy that because Governor Wilder has been the only one publicly to call out about this money with President Rao apparently signing off on this idea that we're going to pay for a building we didn't build and we're going to do this. That's money. Look, do we not just about all of us either have a relative who is attending VCU or is going to attend VCU or attended?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
VCU, right? It's a very large school, and it has a very large footprint. And most of us who are in Central Virginia have some connection to VCU. Now, maybe we didn't go, but you might have a family member who went. I guarantee you, you have a friend or a neighbor who is either an alum, is attending now, or plans to attend. So these are legit questions to be asked. And to accuse Doug Wilder of any sort of, well, anything. Man's 94 years old. 94 years old. Still sharp as a tack, by the way. But it just bothers me. So you heard what the governor and his legal counsel said. VCU President Rao has 30 days to respond to this case. It's been filed in the 4th District. And we'll see. We'll hear what comes of it. We'll keep you up to speed, I promise you. 520, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.